I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, the 2-year anniversary of Russia's Ukraine invasion and what lies ahead. Then later, tobacco addiction encounters the gospel. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, tomorrow marks 2 years since Russian troops invaded Ukraine, launching the deadliest war in Europe since World War II. Russia controls roughly a quarter of Ukraine today and plans to take even more territory in the coming months. Meanwhile, Ukraine struggles to recruit soldiers at home and help from abroad. Transworld Radio's Alanka Stevenson says,
it's been 2 years in and people are just tired and a lot of times just feeling the fatigue and apathy and despair that there's no end in sight.
TWR has been broadcasting the hope of Christ on multiple channels since the war began.
Our ministry in Ukraine reshaped their whole programming to address the situation of the war, and they're expanding on different levels. They actually won an award from the website MeGoGo. So this was really encouraging for the team that they made such an achievement on national level, not just the Christian level.
The team visits war-torn communities to talk with affected pastors and Christians, connecting Ukrainians across the airwaves. Please pray for their continued protection. Learn more about TWR Ukraine's work and the full story at our website.
It's just amazing the resilience they have as a nation, but also the perseverance as Christians to stay firm and focused on spreading the gospel even in times like this. So a couple of days ago, there was a bomb that fell not too far from the office. Nobody was hurt or anything was damaged, but it is very close and just reminds them of the dangerous times they live in.
Meanwhile, what first looked like a threat to Christian expression in Canada turned out to be much less than that. In October, the Canadian Human Rights Commission published a discussion paper on religious intolerance, which named Christmas and Easter as examples of, quote, systematic religious discrimination. But Don Hutchinson, a board member with a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
the discussion paper caught the attention of some people who were startled that the Canadian Human Rights Commission could be discussing the idea of potentially doing away with statutory holidays for Christmas and Easter, in the opinion of those who were startled. And so that was brought to the attention of the House of Commons.
The House of Commons voted unanimously to continue observing these holidays. But how should Christians respond to issues like this?
We're seeing this increasingly, I think, in the church in Canada, that there are parts of the Christian church that are fearful that we're going to lose our religious freedom.
Rather than think the government's out to get us, Hutchinson says there's space for us to learn more before engaging on a topic we might not fully understand.
The Apostle Paul also wrote that we're not battling with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities, and pulled things into this place where we as Christians need to pray. Rather than jump to a conclusion that the government is out to get us, I think it's a good thing to pray.
And approximately 50 million people in the United States are addicted to some type of tobacco product. There are Christians who've taken up the habit and can't let it go. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
often people say, well, marijuana is a gateway drug. And I would say that, yes, but nicotine is the gateway drug that leads to other things.
The Lighthouse helps people in addiction apply biblical principles to their struggles.
We would consider nicotine addiction a mastery of our hearts. But Scripture says that God has some guardrails in our life designed to protect us for our good, for His glory. So when a Christian steps out of these guardrails, then we see sin enter. And at The Lighthouse, we really talk about those hard issues that are driving the sinful behavior.
The Lighthouse has come alongside people like Pat, a retired pastor from Texas.
He came and lived with us for 7 months. You saw God radically change his heart. He said, I've helped people for so many years. I needed a moment just to take some time and reconnect with God and let people help me.
If you or someone you know is struggling with any form of addiction, reach out to The Lighthouse for hope and help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.